So I love Bach, as I'm sure many of you do. But I also so appreciated all the Noni this morning. Thank you to Yukiko for her flexibility when I emailed her Friday evening and said, is there any chance? Great. Can you even imagine standing outside in a square where 22 people had been killed, dressed in your orchestral uniform, your formal concert wear, holding your cello as a sign of defiance to what you have witnessed? No, he's saying, I don't accept this. I don't accept this assault on decency, on human need and life. No. If you were here last week, you know that the Reverend Annie Gonzalez spoke about yes. We can't just say no to the racism, the greed, the sexism, the meanness, she said. We have to say yes to the Black liberation, the generosity, the feminism, the kindness. We must say those best yeses that ask something of us and allow us to be who we always said we would be. And on the whole, in general, I am a yes kind of person. One of my daughters gave me this for Christmas several years ago. It's great, right? She's like, Mom, it made me think of you. But lately, to be honest, I have been feeling a lot of no inclination. And I wonder if you might have been as well. On the occasion of the fifth anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy, for example, I want to say no, we haven't done enough. As we hear about more incidents of sexual harassment putting vulnerable people at risk, I want to say no, we haven't done enough. And that's just a beginning, of course. There are so many possible no places right now. And here's the thing that I think is true. There is a place for no in the realm of hope, our theme for this month. And that's what I would like us to think about today. Not a petulant no, not even an angry no necessarily, although I wouldn't want to ignore the role of good, healthy anger on behalf of hope. Anger has a positive flame that ignites passion within us. It's one of the most powerful assets available to us when used well and used wisely. But this morning, I'd like us to be thinking about the no that is principled and thoughtful and engaged and healthy. The no that can be, ironically, a positive response of the heart and soul to that with which we should not ever be reconciled. We are born of two religious traditions that said no. Our Jewish ancestors said no, we will not accept destruction, we will not be defiled, our light will not be extinguished. And in this time of Advent, on the cusp of what our Christian cousins and some among us even here believe is God's entry into the world, the life of Jesus stands out to us as that of a bold naysayer. Theologian Doris Donnelly reminds us that the message of the incarnation is not to behold an innocent baby resplendent in inertia, but rather to take sides with a God who agitates for reform and shatters the status quo. The issues at either point in time, at the Second Temple destruction in the second century BCE, or during the lifetime of the prophet whose birth we will acknowledge on the 25th, were not so different than they are now. We humans are ever tempted by power and by greed, by success in commerce, by the allure of safety that we can imagine can be bought, even though it has never been nor ever will it be so. We are tempted by hubris and self-righteousness. Someone in a review of Smilovich's actions, who came to be known as the cellist of Sarajevo, wondered how he might have responded to the Holocaust. One life doesn't have 6 million days to play music. No, it's as though he was saying, I don't accept this. And what an amazing expression of hope. No, I don't accept the darkness. I will not succumb to it. As much as this is a season of anticipating yes, of celebrating the possibility of light and love and joy and peace, there is room for our hearts to cry out, no, I won't be silenced. No, I won't stop railing against injustice, against bigotry, against homophobia, against any phobia that separates us. I won't stop. I wonder if any of you use Instagram. Anybody? A few, not too many. There's a series on Instagram called Humans of New York, which features hundreds of interviews of random people. It's really phenomenal. You can get it on Facebook if you prefer that. They are about 30 seconds to a minute each, and each person has a story. It's a window into a life of just ordinary folk. The one I'm thinking of was viewed by 1,456,967 people. One life. It's a woman using a walker on a snowy day in Manhattan. What I don't like doing, she said, is missing a day. I don't know how many more I have left. So you have to make each one count. I break bones all the time. So my doctor said, did you ever think about staying home? And I thought, no, I don't want to stay home. If I can get out and be a part of the world, that's what I want to do. No, I don't want to stay home. I want to be a part of the world. We wonder, of course, if it makes any sense, this saying no, to imagine this defiant hope. We wonder if we're fooling ourselves. Howard Zinn offers us these thoughts. To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic, he says. It is based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives. If we see only the worst, it destroys our capacity to do something. If we remember those times and places, he says, and there are so many, where people have behaved magnificently, this gives us the energy to act and at least the possibility of sending this spinning top of a world in a different direction. And if we do act in however small a way, we don't have to wait for some grand utopian future. The future is an infinite succession of presents. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. And to live now as we think human beings should live, in defiance of all that is bad around us, is itself a marvelous victory. To live now as we think human beings should live, in defiance of all that is bad around us, is itself a marvelous victory. That gives me hope. I received a poem from a colleague yesterday called Manna by Joseph Stroud. She sent it out, she said, to those who were sad or weary. Everywhere, everywhere, snowed sifting down, a world becoming white, no more sounds, no longer possible to find the heart of the day. The sun is gone, the sky is nowhere, and of all I wanted in life, so be it. Whatever it is that brought me here, chance, fortune, whatever blessing, each flake of snow is the hint of, I am grateful, I bear witness, I hold out my arms, palms up. I know it is impossible to hold for long what we love of the world, but look at me. Is it foolish, shameful, arrogant to say this? See how the snow drifts down. Look how happy I am. I am grateful, the poet writes. I bear witness. I hold out my arms, palms up. Look how happy I am. Let us grab those moments of surrender. They are priceless. They are gifts. Let us celebrate the story of a church built for a people and made light by their tenacity and by their faith. And then this. Life and love and hope, defiant even in the darkest hour. So may it ever be. Amen.